It's time for Magic Review. This is Reverend Sue with the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. In honor of U.S. Independence Day this week, which began 240 years of freedom from religious persecution by government, this week's website is wicca.org, the online home of the Church and School of Wicca. The Church and School of Wicca was established in 1968. According to the website, the church earned federal tax-exempt status in 1972 and in 1985 participated in a landmark case that ruled Wicca as a bona fide religion with all the rights and responsibilities thereby conferred. That's pretty cool. So, on to the review. The website looks good, and the menus are mobile-friendly, at least in portrait mode. And there is a lot of good information about the history and basic practice of Wicca as a religion. The organization's founders and operators, Gavin and Yvonne Frost, do have some beliefs I don't agree with, such as sex during ritual and a firm empathy, if not connection, to the witches of the 17th century and earlier. But their tenets are basically sound and are based on good intentions, literally. They do not believe in the law of three. Rather, they strive for harmony in all things, a focus on deity at the center of life, the cultivation of power through knowledge, abiding by the law of attraction, and they believe in reincarnation when it's all over. One cool thing about the Church of Wicca is that they encourage you to make your own ritual tools, although I love thrift store finds just as much as the next pagan. In general, there are three parts to the website: the church, the school, and the blog. There seems to be easier access to information on the desktop version of the site than on the mobile one, but for the most part, it's all there on your phone. An interesting part of the site is a very brief summarization of the world's most popular religions compared to Wicca, which can be found under the Church tab. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and Taoism are all described as having the goal of salvation of some kind, but not Wicca. As a student of religious studies, I found that intriguing. Another feature of the site is a lovely open letter to parents and caregivers of young people exploring Wicca and paganism. Nice touch, Frosts. This site, if read carefully, reveals quite a bit about Gavin and Yvonne personally, such as their sense of humor, intelligence, and slight bitter aftertaste towards some others within the pagan world for the poor reception of some of their views. That is nowhere more apparent than the blog, which I recommend reading just for entertainment. The school is a set of traditional correspondence courses, similar to Our Lady of Enchantment Seminary of Wicca, which I attended for my own priesthood credentials. But this one claims to be the first in the U.S., and probably is. Not much of their course catalog is online yet, but the site assures us that is happening gradually, as Gavin and Yvonne are semi-retired. So keep checking back for updates to that part of the site. You know, we really have to be grateful to the pioneers of American paganism for fighting the good fight that allows us to practice our faith in the way we choose, legally. And that fight is kept on with the Lady Liberty League. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. If you have a suggestion for websites I should review in the future, or comments about this or previous shows, please leave a comment or email me. For now, this is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.